Today's shiur is sponsored Lila Nishmas Chanuch Chanuch Ben Rav Mordechai by his mishpacha. To sponsor a podcast for the future shiurim to keep these going, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com for sponsorship information. We are beginning today Perek Beis in the introduction in the Mavi Lehilcha Shabbos, the three prokem we said. Here the second Perek is about Isurei Shvus. The Rabbanon prohibitions on Shabbos. Chazal made certain prohibitions on Shabbos in order to keep the spirit of Shabbos, in order to keep us resting on Shabbos, in order to be involved in Shabbos. And here we're going to discuss the various types of Isurei de Rabbanon that there are on Shabbos. So Se'if Aleph begins, Ne'emar b'Torah Tishbos. The Torah says the word Tishbos in Shemais Perakov Gimel Pazak Yud Beis. You should rest. Shavas, lamdecha, to teach us shafil dvorim sheinan malacha, to teach us that even things that are not a malacha, chayiv lishbois mehen, one should still from certain things rest from doing them. When we count from here, samchu chacham lesa dvorim harbe mishum shvus. Based on this, there are many isurim that are called with the title of a shvus, which is an issa derabbanon. And the rishonim, the achronim say someone who's over on this will get malchus mardis if there was a bezdin. Someone who constantly did it or didn't care about it, they would even put sometimes in nidui, in, I guess we could call it today, excommunication. V'kavonis chachom lahavi asmachtet l'usurei d'rabonon shematarosam hi laftiach shenanuach b'shabbos min ha-tereach min ha-amo. Many of these, the chachom showed an asmachta, something where you could see a reason for it, to understand it, based on the Torah. And the idea is to be maftiach, shenanuach, that a person should rest from doing on Shabbos things which are tereach, which he calls tereach, which we would guess he would say exertion, humina amal from toil. He says that this parak is going to explain the different types, different styles, the different ideas, different types of klolim that we have from Chazal, of what they felt we should not do on Shabbos, so that we could be mekayim this idea of shavas, of tishbos. So the first category is going to talk about davar hadayim l'malacha, things that are comparable to a malacha, that's similar. So Se'if Aleph begins, ma'isim sha'osrim neshem doimim b'teitzo'asam l'malacha. So some things that they prohibited because their outcome is very similar to that of a malacha. For instance, hazariya asurim min ha'teira. Planting is a Torah prohibition. So therefore they answered putting flowers into water that the flowers are now going to open up. Because it's somewhat comparable to planting. Next, there's a Torah prohibition of doing makah b'patish, which is the final hammer blow on something, which is the completion of a building, the completion of something. So there, generally speaking, the Mishkan was a building or something that's mechubal karka. So midrabbanon me'ein ze asu lahat bil kelim b'shabbos. So similarly, they prohibited being tovel in a mikveh kelim on Shabbos. Why? Sharei b'zeh humesakin davish lohoyim musukin atkei. Right, even though a cup, a glass, a dish, right, is be'etzem, you would say it's a complete cup, right? It's a complete plate, even before you tabled it, but you can't use it. So it's not mesukon for you to use, until it's toivled, it's dipped in the mikvah. So by dipping it in the mikvah, you're doing the final stage necessary, then now you can use it. So that midrabbanon goes, midrabbanon is similar to makom patish and is awesome. V'chein so to ein mafrishin trumos u'maisus b'shabbos. Chazal prohibited the separating of trumos and maisus on Shabbos. Very similar. Why? Shereik ezek misakin davish lohayim mesukon adkai. Until now, the fruits and vegetables that did not have trumas and maishas taken are called teva, retoivloi, no good, you can't eat them, right? So they're not kosher. By taking off trumas and maishas, you're now being misaking these no good peiris, these no good fruits and wheat that can't be eaten. So therefore, Chazal said, don't take off trumas and maishas on Shabbos, because you're being doing the final takana that these fruits need to be eaten. Siv Beis. Ma'asim sha'asim ne'eshe chosar behem echad min ha'tanoim l'isim malacha. there are some things that Chazal asked, because they're basically very similar to the Eisa, they're just missing something that causes it to make it not able to be the Issa Deraisa. Because like we said, if it's the Raisa in the Melechas Machsheves, you have to do it the regular way, the normal way. So now if you do something that's the same outcome that Torah was talking about, but you found some side way in, some other way to do it. So sometimes Chazal Aser it's saying, nope, Torah didn't want this outcome, so now you can't do it either. So for instance, Gzizas Hatziponayim b'mesperayim b'tzira asumin ater. Cutting one's nails with a scissor or with a nail file, that's an isderaisa. Ki hizu hi derech haregila, because that's the usual fashion, the way it's done. The ilutli shosam biyad, but you know, bending a nail and popping it off. Ay bishinayim with biting your nails. Asura midrabon. It's also midrabon. Why? Ki zehu shinui biderech hasiyas hamalacham. Because that is a shinui in the way the malacha is done. But it has the same outcome. Another example he gives. Chafiras bor neshet tzorech lebor. Asur minater. Digging a hole, because you need the pit, the hole that's now here. That's isidaraisa. That was the purpose in the Mishkan, to dig down and have the bar. Now when you're digging, because you need the dirt, you don't care for the hole that's remaining behind, you have no use for the hole. But you need dirt, so you dug out dirt. That's asur midrabanan. Because although it's the same malacha, but it's not for the same purpose. Right? When the Torah said that, when the Gemara tells us that that's the malacha and av malacha, it was to have the pit. So when you're digging it for a different purpose, that's drabanan. Well, let's say, right, you have a street that's 16 amas wide. That's Rosh Hashanah de Raisa. Well, the Acher is going to others, Rakim Gam, Ivrim by Bechol Yem Shesh Meis, Elif, Ivrim Vishavim, or a street that has, and it's not 16 amas wide, but according to some, as long as 600,000 people go back and forth on that street on Shabbos. So that's Rosh Hashanah de Raisa. The Tiltal Arba Amas by Osman Atar, and carrying Dalat Amas in such a Rishus would be an Isser de Raisa. The Ilu Rechoyv She'en Meskaimen by Tanar Neila, but a street like most of our typical streets. They don't have these qualifications. They're not Tezayin Amma wide necessarily. They don't have 600,000 people going up and down them. Harehu Karmelus. That is called, that area is called by the Chazal a Karmelus. The Isra Tiltaboy and carrying in it. Enay El Midrabana. It's only Midrabana. Right, so here you have things where the outcomes are different, where the way you're doing it is a little bit different. Very, very similar to the Malacha on Shabbos that the Torah asked. So Chazal asked it as well. And then we have things which are harchokes, which means it's to be merachikos from being over nisr. Some drabbonas that Chazal made were because it was too close that if you do it, you're going to be over on isderais by mistake. So Siv Dalet, on middle of page 74, explains. Maisrim sha'asum gzeira shema yavim hem isser skilum. There are some things that are usher, lest by mistake you do an isser skilum. For instance, akatsira asura minater, being kaitzer, cutting something from a tree, is also with their Isa. Also, so Chazal asked us lalis ala eitz. They said one should not even climb a tree. Gezerah, as a gezerah decree, shemiyala, lest by mistake you go up, the yitloish, and you cut it. Va'asu l'talkal mikzas dvarim b'Shabbos. They asked us to carry certain things on Shabbos. Ki matalkal kelim shemalachtam l'iser. Because if you carry around kelim, who's primary use is for Isser. Once you're holding it in your hand, you're holding a pen in your hand, you may write. You hold a shovel in your hand, you may by mistake dig. So therefore they made Archaka and said a keli that's malachdei l'Isser, a keli whose purpose it is for Isser, don't use it on Shabbos. Another example, schita zeisim v'anov ma'asurim min ha'Torah. Squeezing of olives or grapes is Torah prohibited. For Asu and Chazal came around, they asked us, Lischoid Gamas Yeser Aperes. They said, don't squeeze any fruit. Hoylu b'nei Adam, Seichtim Gam Oyser, Kemoy Zeisim Anavim. Since people squeeze other types of fruits, just like they squeeze olives and grapes. If you allow you to squeeze all other types of fruits, someone may do what? Someone may come along and say, hey, I could squeeze this, I could squeeze something else. Another case, the last case, he gives us an example. I'm a vashel b'shabes l'cholu sheish b'sakana v'achel ha'cholu v'hit v'hoisin. You cook for a cholu on Shabbos that had a sakana, he eats it and is left over. Also, l'bori lechem and ha'moisin b'shabes. A healthy person cannot eat from that leftover on Shabbos that's cooked on Shabbos. K'zei v'shem yabe v'yivashel b'shvil atzmi. Why not? Because we're worried. When you're cooking for a sick person on Shabbos, I mean on Chas v'Shalom, right? Right? You're only allowed to cook the minimum amount for the chayla. So if there's leftovers and we allowed you to eat it, we're worried that what are you going to do? You're going to put more in the pot in the beginning and say, yeah, it's all one pot, it's one fire, it's one maisa. So you're going to come with some hatred to do it. So Chazal said, therefore, what was cooked on Shabbos, even though it was cooked for a chayla shesh b'sakana, and it was permitted to cook for this chayla, this food on Shabbos. But since the maisa, cooking on Shabbos is usher, and you know how to cook extra for yourself, so we don't allow a regular person, a healthy person, to eat the leftovers. Okay? Sifhei, another category of Isuri Drabanon is Sifhei on page 74, Mimtzoi Cheftzecho. There are things which Chazal asked, Maisim Sha'asur Mishum Mimtzoi Cheftzecho V'Dabir Davr. That not being involved in your chafetzim, in your items, not talking your talk of weekday, as the Pasuk says. So, Perich of Aleph Halach, the Rambam, it's a term in the Rambam, Perich of Aleph Halach Yid Beis, Mimtzei Chefzcha V'Dabir Davr, Ozu Chazal, Lahalich B'Chafetzov B'Shabbos, Afilu Dalber Behem, Gen Shidabir M'Shutfoy Mayim Kerl Mocher Mayikne. You know how to go, take care of your stuff on Shabbos, your business deals. You know, I'll speak with your partner about what you're going to sell tomorrow, what you're going to buy, or how you're going to build a house. What, you know, if you're a merchant and you're taking stuff from town to town, what type of stuff you're going to take from town to town. All these types of things are asur. We're going to see much more about it in Perek Chof Tes later. So these are the things that Chazal asked us from discussing on Shabbos, even though they might not be a specific issue that arises, we should not be involved in our business. Doing business deals is also, right? You can't buy and sell. So, this you can't either deal with it. We'll do one more. Sivav Maris Ayin. Then the Maisim Shasurim Shem Maris Ayin. Bottom page 74, there are some things that Chazal asked because of Maris Ayin. Misha Naflu Begadav B'mayim. Let's say someone's garments fell into water. Also, L'Seid Chom Liyavish Afilu B'Toich Beisei. One cannot hang them out properly. We would hang our clothing to dry on Shabbos. Gzeira Shema Yoma Haraya Hareza Kibes Ksusei B'Shabbos V'Shotkali Yavsha. Unless someone comes by and they see on your clothing line clothing that was hung out on Shabbos, they're going to say what? You did laundry, because that's usually how clothing lines used. And you have to do your laundry, you hang it out to dry. So let's say clothing fell into water on Shabbos, now you want to dry it out. You're not allowed to hang it on the line, because we hang it somewhere, we're going to see later, we're usually clothing that's meant to dry is hung, because it's going to look like you did laundry. Another, la yikshar gemalim zeh b'zeh, you can't tie your camels together, the yim sheikh and pull them, because when they would go to sell in the marketplace animals, they would tie together all the animals they wanted to take to the marketplace as one person is taking them out to the marketplace, and therefore you can't lead your animals, even though they're not wearing anything, right, in a way that it would look similar to be selling it in the marketplace. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Mishnah of Shulchan Aruch Hanukkah Ben Rav Mordechai. To sponsor a podcast in the future, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com. We attempt to try to put out 3 shiurim a week. Please help us continue this goal by sponsoring future shiurim.